ass on my dick. Callers begin. Hop off a jet. Belly get rest. Cash to no more and I get a chance. You sell and run on my beds and my chest. Chanel address. Clean up a mess. I eat a flesh. You know the rest. Count up a hundred. Couple Rolex. Shine like the sun. You truly blessed. Just don't pretend. It could more like a Uber jets. Yes, it's on me. Got my Gucci shirt wet. The M in my bag. Don't get used to the rest. We just go where they teach you for next. Buy on the shoes for the drip I invest. I'm the boss man, I keep catching the dicks. Go to cool fast when they end with an S.
Now that I'm home, back up the road. We shut it down, we're in it slow. Checks on the streets, they number four. Sand on my feet, put it on toes. Take it with me, double your toes. Covered with hinges, that's watching my soul. Check out a bit, it's big a window.
Yo, what up everyone? What is this, fucking episode 6 or something? I think it is. Let me... Yep, episode 6, Totes Cap Podcast. Here we are, motherfuckers. I don't know why I had to say that, but yeah, here we are. Goddamn, like always, I don't have shit planned. I'm not getting any better at this since I'm not practicing. But that's what I get, I guess. I can't even remember what I've been talking about on all the other episodes, even though it's only been 5, but I don't think I've talked about my car being broken into this last summer, so I'm going to talk about that. Okay, so I live in a neighborhood where there's a lot of people breaking into cars. You know, they do it in the mornings. When people, you know, start their cars before going to work or whatever, and then leave them, you know, people swoop in and steal the cars or something, run away. Or a lot of people too, just, go around checking if cars are open and then stealing the stuff that's in there. So, one night, I was going to go hang out with some friends. So I had left my wallet in the car because it was going to be like 5 minutes. I was going to be in the house for like 5 minutes and then I was going to come back out and go, you know, so I left my wallet in there and I left the car unlocked. But during that 5 minutes that I was in my house, my friends texted me and, you know, they canceled, they couldn't make it anymore, but I forgot to go back and get my wallet and lock my car. So my car was unlocked with my wallet in there. And yeah, I didn't go back out to my car for the rest of the day. So that was all left in there. And the next day we wake up, my dad's getting ready for work. And the door to my car is open. So, you know, obviously someone was in there. And his work truck is all messed up. Like shit's everywhere. Someone had definitely gone through it, taken some stuff too, some of his equipment. So yeah, my dad leaves for work and my mom wakes me up and tells me someone broke into the car. Or someone opened the car, I guess. They didn't really break into it. It was open. But so yeah. I go outside and like start looking through the car, see what's missing. Obviously, my wallet's missing. Honestly, everything that I had in that fucking car is missing. I had a gum in there. They took my gum. I had lip balm. They took that. They didn't take some tissue I had. And they didn't take free sunglasses. So I don't know if they do this at every college campus, but I'm assuming they do. There's just always organizations giving out free sunglasses for some reason. I guess free sunglasses are really cheap to make. So yeah, I had like a couple of pairs of free sunglasses in there. They didn't take those and they didn't take my tissue. So, you know, at least I can cry into those tissues with sunglasses on about the situation, you know, I guess, whatever. But yeah, all my shit was gone. I had to get a new license, obviously, since it was in the wallet. They took the whole ass wallet. They didn't leave shit, you know. They didn't, like, leave my license plate or my credit card or nothing. But anyway, yeah, I reported the theft and all that. And yeah, I checked my bank account because they took my cards and shit, and they had already used the card. They went to, like, gas stations and stuff, liquor stores. They fucking splurged at ARK thrift stores, yo. They went to this thrift store and just bought, like, over $100 worth of shit at this thrift store. I was like, what the fuck? I guess at least they got themselves, you know, new outfits and shit. Hopefully they don't feel need to steal more. I don't know. But yeah, I was working with, like, a detective trying to capture. Well, I wasn't really working. I was just helping him out while they were trying to look for this guy or girl. I don't know. I gave them the time that the cards were used and, like, at the places they were used. And the detective said that they would look for footage to see if they could see who it was. And they got footage from King Soopers. So they got the footage, but the detective called me to tell me that it wasn't clear enough. The video was too blurry for them to be able to make out who it was. So, you know, that sucks, but it's okay. It happened, you know. No one was hurt, I guess. Not even I guess. Yeah, no one was hurt, so that's good. You know, they didn't try to get in the house or nothing. But it was shitty, and I really wished we could have, you know, caught the person at least. But it's okay. I guess it was my fault, too, for leaving my fucking car unlocked. But yeah, that was a bummer. That was like a week before school started, so it was like in August. But yeah, it's okay. They didn't break any windows of my car or nothing. So that's all good and dandy, right? I'm trying to think of other shit to talk about because honestly, that's all I have to talk about with that. Yeah, I don't fucking know. I'm looking at my list here. Shit to talk about that I talk about every week and can't talk about anything that's actually on the fucking list because I don't know why. Yeah. Fuck. I just want to talk kind of honestly. No one's home right now. Some of my roommates went home and another one's at work, so I'm all alone here. All I have to do today is homework, so this will be a fun day for sure. maybe I'll go watch a movie. I watched The Nun yesterday. Damn, I'm going to go watch another fucking movie. But anyway, The Nun was trash, bro. I don't know. I haven't seen the other Conjuring movies, I think is the series. Let me look this shit up. The Conjuring. Only seen the first Conjuring movie, so maybe that's why I thought this movie wasn't great. Yep, there's a nun. Yeah, it was okay. It wasn't really scary. I don't know. Ooh, Annabelle. I also wanted to watch, but yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched a good scary movie in so fucking long, man. I like scary movies, horror movies. Shoot, there was a movie. Hereditary I watched too. And that got great reviews, but honestly, I fucking hated that movie. I was so goddamn bored. Maybe I'm too dumb to understand their fucking message or whatever, but I was so bored for that movie, honestly. Except, all right, spoiler alert. If you haven't watched that movie, it's been out for a while though, so I'm just going to say whatever the fuck I want. When the little girl gets her head knocked off, that was wild. That was a pretty fucking crazy moment. I did not expect that. That was a good scene there. But The rest of the movie was meh. And her, the brother, too, fucking had a hilarious cry. I couldn't take him seriously. But, yeah. What's a good movie? God, dude, I swear, all I talk about is fucking movies. I need something else to fucking talk about. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me? I have Gay Run down on my list. And honestly, that could be a couple of things. A couple of weeks ago, I ran this thing called the Nearly Naked Mile. And that's actually not what I was talking about here, but that was kind of Gay Run. Obviously, I'm not being homophobic here. Oh, no. I feel bad. But, okay, so what that Gay Run actually was is I was just running. And then someone looked out the window and called me a, you know, an F word. No, they didn't even, did they call me? I can't remember, dude. No, they definitely did. They called me a faggot, you know. And I ran like right past, I ran right in front of their car. All right, so I'm not a brave guy. I'm a fucking timid, shy person usually. But sometimes things get under my skin and I can't just do nothing. So I turned around. They were at a stop sign. And I went up to them and I was like, hey, what did you just say to me? And they were kind of freaked out, honestly. It was a dude that was older. He was like in his 30s, maybe his early 30s, this Mexican dude. And then he had what I think were his nephews in the car, three other kids that looked like 13, 14. And, you know, they all looked shitted when I came to the car. I just felt so goddamn powerful because, honestly, they could have beat my ass. But I think they just didn't expect me to go back and say something. So they just apologized. And I was like, okay, it's all good. I'm going to keep running now. But, yeah, that was funny. I've never had something like that happen. That was pretty funny. But yeah, there's a Gay Run for you. I told my friend about this, and apparently he's also had someone call him gay while he was running. So I don't know if this is just an issue in this nation or what's going on, but, you know, stop calling people gay while they're running. Or anytime if they're not gay, you know what I'm saying? Fucking 2018, bitch, be more PC. I was just saying with the car thing, like I don't usually confront people like that. I just tend to try and mind my own business and let shit not bother me. But yesterday at the movie, at the Nun, there was this girl, and she was sitting right next to me, and she was on her phone like the whole not the whole time, because all right, well, you're about to learn why, but she was on her phone for like the previews and stuff, like the trailers. And I was like, all right, whatever, it's like, you should still put your phone away, probably. You know what I'm saying? But it's the previews, so it's whatever. But then the movie started, and she was still on her phone. But when there was like an intense moment, she would put her phone down. And there wasn't the scene at the start of the movie is pretty intense. You know, so there's shit going on. So she was like looking down and up from her phone, and she finally put it away because the scene was intense. And I was like, all right, cool. She put it away. Nice. I guess this is good. We're not going to have to do anything here. But then after that scene and the movie started, you know, the kind of boring part of the horror movie started, she pulled her phone out again. I was on it for like 5 minutes, dude. And I was just sitting there. Maybe she'll put it away. You know, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. I'll try to ignore it. You know, I didn't want to have to say anything. But she wasn't putting it away, and I had a good fucking feeling she wasn't going to put it away. She wasn't, like, texting someone, like, last-minute text or nothing, you know, which I would understand. Why do I keep saying or nothing so much? Jesus fucking Christ. But anyway, so, yeah, she was just, like, scrolling through Twitter and Instagram and shit. So, she probably wasn't going to put her phone away if I didn't say anything. So I turned to her, and I said, hey, can you turn your phone off? And she did. And that was that. And we enjoyed the rest of the movie. She didn't take her phone out anymore. So, yeah. Happy ending there. How about that? She was with a bunch of dudes, so I got a little nervous. And I was with a girl. So I was like, if I have to fight someone right now, it's going to be embarrassing. Honestly, it was still embarrassing having to... I guess I didn't have to. But it was embarrassing calling her out. Wow. My friend was there. I felt like a douche. But I don't think I am. Maybe I am a little. Probably. But yeah, it worked out. She was with a bunch of, she was with a group. So it was like her and then a couple other girls and like a bunch of dudes, like three dudes. So I was like, man, I hope I don't have to fight these guys. Get my ass beat. Because that would suck. It's not a good Friday, you know what I'm saying? Ah, man, I really run out of steam fast. I ran out of steam before I even have any steam. Jesus. I'm so fucking bad at this shit. But people have been listening somewhat consistently, so I appreciate you if you're a regular listener. You know, stay tuned. I'm gonna keep posting. I don't intend to be one of those podcasts with like five episodes and then nothing ever happens again, which is kind of what I've been, but I don't want to stop. So stay here and tell your friends about this, you know, give me some more listeners. Fucking. Yeah, that'd be nice. You know, help a dude out. I got to have an email. If you want to email me, ask me any questions, give me any feedback. That would be appreciated. I need all the feedback I can get. Yeah, I think I'm going to end it here, honestly. I need to go do some fucking homework, dog. Gotta get back to the grind, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Have a good weekend. And I'll see you next time. Yeah, motherfuckers.
Hands on my knee, dollars begin. I'm off the jet, belly get wrist. Cash through the mud and I get a chance. You selling rum on my pants and my chest. Chanel dress, clean up a mess. I eat a flesh, you know the rest. Count up a hundred, couple Rolex. Shine like the sun, you truly blessed. You come with text, pick these up but like I Uber the chest. This is on me, got my Louis shirt wet. Set him in my bag and get used to these dress. When they school, where they teach you for next. Buy her shoes for the trip I invest. I'm the boss, man, I keep catching the dents. Go to cool fast when they in with an S. The flame on the island, yeah, couch kinda hopped on the Learjet. Got powders every color, and I got CCs you ain't seen yet. Said I kicked the cup, and now I'm asking where the codeine at. 30 ponies in up, Eliante dripping my whole team wet.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.